celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My first guest, Renee Kalmanson, is owner of Chili Paws, where you can find wonderful handcrafted items for Fido. Hi, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So tell us about Chili Paws and what made you start your company.
Well, my mother and I both own the company together. We have always been animal lovers, never living with a moment in our lives without our pets. And we started off making boodle beds and snuggle sacks for our dachshunds. They just enjoyed the comfort of snuggling in, just a little oasis, and that started our venture into making products for other animals and other dogs. Since we rarely leave home without our furry friends, Mickey, one of our earlier dachshunds, was the star of our show. We saw the need to create a shopping cart cover to be able to take him into the different venues that were pet-friendly. And over the years, we've adapted it to make it a comfortable, easy to manage, easy to wash, cart cover for your pets. And in addition to that, in addition to our products, we also like to support the rescue organizations that are out there. And so each month we choose an organization and we donate a portion of our proceeds to those rescue organizations.
Well, that is really terrific that you were able to kind of cottage industry and to be able to work with your mom. I think that's fantastic. And I know working with family is fun, and we've always been a family-based business ourselves. So congratulations on that. And you do have so many more products now. What products can we find, and what are some of your best sellers?
We do everything from snuggle sacks to blankets to the shopping cart covers I mentioned, bicycle basket liners. We do creative tea towels. One of our most popular ones is the dog hair as a condiment in this house that is done with both generic animals and specific breeds. We do dirty paws and soggy whiskers, which are just little hand towels that are used to clean up after your pet. Towels, furniture covers, all sorts of different items available for your pet and their people. One of the other things that we've also done is created a schnoz for some of the snub-nosed animals that find it hard to get into snuggle sacks, and that keeps an easy opening for them. All of our items are handcrafted and personalized. We include embroidery at no charge on each of the items, such as the snuggle sacks and blankets, if you want a name or a cute little saying on them as well.
That is so fun. I know that Animal Radio has their own stunt dog Ladybug, and I think she'd be a perfect candidate for any and all of those things with her specially monogram name. But I really like the bicycle basket liner, having recently adopted a dog that's small enough to actually fit in my bike basket. So what, for those that are listening that might be interested in something like this, what is a sample turnaround time from, let's say, the time I place my order online to the time it's handcrafted and delivered?
The usual production time for those items is about 2 to 3 weeks. Once you place the order, we get right back to you to ask for the dimensions of your specific bike basket because we custom make it to your basket. If you've got a smaller basket, a larger basket, one that's removable, a front or a rear basket. And then from there, we also work with you to decide what kind of pattern you want for your basket. Do you just want solid colors? Do you have a specific design you're looking for? Do you want a beach theme? Is it for, city life? And so we work with you to decide what fabrics you want, what colors you want, and it's custom created specifically for you. So those items are about 2 to 3 weeks. Again, if it's time sensitive, if you need it for a gift for a certain time frame, we're happy to work with you to get that item out as fast as possible to get it in that time sensitive. And then some of our other products, such as the tea towels or the toys that are smaller items, usually ship within a couple of days.
Well, that's good, too, because before you know it, the holidays will be upon us. So after people listen to our interview, they may be going on to your website, chilipaws.com, and start forward thinking for gifts that they may want to gift this season. But when I'm looking at your website, chilipaws.com, I see you have a couple of muses who most likely help the creative process.
Absolutely. Our dachshunds were the inspiration for the start of our company, and they motivate us each day to produce the best products for both our fur babies and those around the country and around the world, really. Our two current in-house models are both Primmy, who's a dachshund, and Jackson, who's an Australian Shepherd puppy. They model and they muse, they model and showcase our products, and they're our muses and our inspiration. And then we also love showcasing our products for our customers. We always ask our clients to send us photos of their little fur babies and our creations so that we can showcase them as well.
That is fantastic. So with all the products that you do you have anything new on the horizon that we should be looking out for?
Well, we've just had a custom request for an extravagant, over-the-top, frilly, lacy tote bag for a little 3-pound chihuahua that was just adopted. So we're going to be working on designing that and creating that. And each day we have new creations on the horizon. We get custom order requests all the time, and our customers allow us to expand our products each year in addition to the fan favorites that we have on our site every day.
Well, I can tell you and your mom are totally committed and totally passionate about what you do. And I really want to wish you the best of luck. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. And we also wanted to offer a special promotion. We know that your foundation, the Get Licks on Route 66, is coming up in the near future. And we wanted to offer anybody listening who comes and orders, if they mention the Get Licks on Route 66, or if they adopt an animal on your Get Licks on Route 66, let us know. We will be happy to give them a 10% discount on their order.
Oh, that is so generous. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
For more information, log on to chilipaws.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will learn about one special dog who helps empower our vets and others while she surfs the waves. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Admit it. You love your dog, and he is part of the family. So, when choosing your next vacation, don't forget Fido. With just a little planning, the entire family can enjoy a road trip. To find the best vacation spot for Spot, subscribe to Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, where each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, where both you and Fido are welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest, Judy Fredono, has a special place in my heart as I first learned about her and her dog, Ricochet, about 8 years ago. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully well today. I have to say that Ricochet is such a special spirit. And for those that are not familiar with her and all the ways you both give back to our veterans and those with disabilities, please tell us a little bit about your journey together.
Well, our journey continually evolves. So Ricochet is pretty much the driver. Or I'm the driver and she's the navigator, I guess I would say. So things are always changing. And the most recent thing that we're doing is called Waves of Empowerment, which is a program that enriches the lives of military with PTSD, wounded warriors, people with disabilities, and kids with special needs. And we say that we take them from the battleground to the playground. And the way it works is veterans become mentors that are matched one-on-one with the child who has special needs for a day of pause on healing through canine-assisted surfing, paddling, swimming, playing, and therapy. And basically the goal is to reduce social anxiety by engaging veterans and kids in social activities that foster positive relationships. So when you're helping someone else, it's really helping yourself. So we find that the veterans and kids kind of empower each other.
So do you remember the time when Ricochet decided that she was actually put here on this earth to surf? And
I do remember. That was a pivotal moment, yes. I had wanted her to be a service dog for a person who was disabled, and she kind of was not interested in doing that. And one day at the beach, she jumped on a surfboard with Patrick, who was at the time 14 years old, and he was or is quadriplegic, but she jumped on a surfboard with him, and it was her idea and her doing. And at that moment, I saw what she was on this earth to do, because her whole demeanor changed. She was so happy. She kept running back in the water to do it again and again. And I had been struggling with her for probably a good year and trying to get her motivated again to train. So yeah, she, I listened, and once I listened, everything changed.
It's amazing for folks that haven't heard of Ricochet before to log on to surfdogricochet.com and just read the stories and see the photos and just see the pure pleasure a lot of these folks have just by interacting, you know, with the group, but also that Ricochet brings so much, you know, honesty to everything that you guys do. And I was the ways of empowerment, you know, I also was reading with interest about the struggle that our wounded military experience and those with PTSD to come out to experience the Waves of Empowerment program. But tell us, why is this so challenging to get these fine folks out there?
Well, the military that have PTSD, basically they have a lot of symptoms of PTSD. So a lot of anxiety and social anxiety, and hypervigilance is a big one, where, you know, they're in a battlefield for whatever period of time that they're deployed, and they have to be aware of every single little thing that goes on. And it's hard to turn that off when they come back home. So going back into the community and going into crowded places where, you know, a bag on the side of the road is nothing, you know, it doesn't mean anything, but to them, it definitely does, because it could have been an IED that was in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so they still have that reaction to it. So it's very difficult for them to come back into civilian life and be calm and not worry about it. But the good thing about the dogs is dogs are hypervigilant by nature. So we teach them pretty much listen to the dog, watch the dog, and you don't have to be hypervigilant. You just watch your dog. And that is a tremendous help. So getting them out there is a challenge, but once they're out there and they're working with the kids and with Ricochet, and we have some other therapy dogs and service dogs that join us, so it's just a very comfortable environment, because a lot of the kids have social anxiety too, if they have autism and things like that, where they're socially awkward as well. So everybody's kind of awkward together, and we get through it and we get past it, and it turns into a really beautiful environment and an afternoon or morning, whatever we're spending.
I bet everyone falls in love with Ricochet, and her nickname is Rick, or I guess that's the shortened version, but I always wonder how many people want to take her home with them.
Yeah, that happens a lot. She's willing to go with people in the water, but if you try to walk away with her on land, she won't go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she loves people, and she's just able to make these connections on such a deep soul level that there's healing going on that isn't necessarily obvious, but I see it. I know, because I've been working with her for so long, and I'm working with the veterans and the kids, and so it's easy for me to see, but there's a silent communication going on. So you don't need words to work with dogs, but there's a lot of healing that goes on during the interaction.
Yeah. Oh, I'm certain of that. So where is the next event taking place, and how can we learn more about what you and Ricochet have accomplished?
Well, the next thing that we're doing is actually August 13th at La Jolla Shores here in San Diego, and Ricochet is going to be part of an IMAX film called Super Power Dogs, and it's basically a film about dogs and how powerful and healing dogs are. So they're coming out to observe, the producers, to observe what a Waves of Empowerment surf session is, the Sea Ricochet surfing with the veterans and the kids and the interaction. And then the following day, they're going to go out with Ricochet, where she works with veterans and service members that have PTSD, where she alerts to their symptoms. And that's really the superpower that Ricochet has, is that she can alert to their triggers and their anxiety, their pain, and they want to see her in action doing that. And it's pretty fascinating. So I'm always excited to get out there and see what new things she's going to uncover.
That is so cool. Did they have a guesstimate on when that film was going to be produced?
Well, they're going to start, I think they've done some of the filming. They're going to film Ricochet in October, but I don't think it's coming out until 2019. So it's got a while yet before it comes out, but okay. It's going to be at IMAX theaters like all throughout the country.
Wow. Keep us posted. I will want to share it with our listeners and our readers. And I just want to wish you continued success. And thanks for all you and Ricochet do for our military and their families.
Yeah. Well, they do so much for us that it's just a drop in the bucket what we do. But the statistics of suicides among veterans with PTSD is so high. Every 65 minutes, there's a veteran that takes their life by suicide. So it's an epidemic, and it really we need to find more ways to help them. And we're doing what we can. And if anybody wants more information, then go to Ricochet's website at surfdogricochet.com, or on social media, she's everywhere under Surfdog Ricochet. So we totally appreciate the support that you've given us all these years. We're so grateful. And it's organizations and people like you that help us get the word out there. So we are very, very thankful.
Well, thank you so much, too. And everybody can make a difference. You just never know when that opportunity will arise. So you have a wonderful rest of your day. Hugs to Ricochet.
Thank you.
For more information, log on to surfdogricochet.com and also pick up the summer issue of Fighter Friendly Magazine, where Rick will be featured. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will learn about the ultimate travel dog bowl. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fighter Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Admit it. You love your dog, and he is part of the family. So when choosing your next vacation, don't forget Fido. With just a little planning, the entire family can enjoy a road trip. To find the best vacation spot for Spot, subscribe to Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, where each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, where both you and Fido are welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by the Fido Friendly Fess Parker Doubletree Resort in beautiful Santa Barbara, California, where both you and Fido receive a cookie at check-in. Check out the 24-acre resort across from the Pacific Ocean by logging on to Fess Parker Santa Barbara Hotel. My next guest is Tony Charmley with Bonza Pet Solutions. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to thank you for joining us today from Australia. What the heck time is it over there?
It's pretty early in the morning, actually. It's about 20 to 7, and we're in the middle of winter here. I'm actually in Melbourne. It's quite cold. It's quite cold, not like over there. It's probably quite warm where you are, is it?
Yeah, it's polar opposites, I would guess. But thank you so much. I don't think I could put two words together that early in the morning. So tell us a little bit about your company and what type of products you offer.
Yes. So we're in the family, small family business, and we're dedicated to making life as a pet owner easy and convenient. I'm actually raised on a farm in New Zealand, and I've grown up being around dogs, pretty much all my life. So caring and enhancing the lives of dogs was very limited back then, and a travel bowl, for example, was like an ice cream container that we would carry around with us. So the number of pet products available these days is really quite amazing. So I thought it was a good area, and that love animals, so it's a good area to get into.
Oh, I think the pet industry on a whole is probably the most, you know, wonderful people that you will meet, because I think everyone, you know, truly loves their animals and they're trying to make lives, you know, the best that they can for their furry companions. Wouldn't you agree?
Completely. I completely agree. And everyone does love their animals, and our customers, you know, they really, really do appreciate our products, and they make their life of having a dog, you know, just that little bit easier. And our products aim to be convenient and very easy to use. So our goal.
Well, they're actually very beautiful, and I wanted to ask you, because there are a lot of travel bulls out on the market. So what sets your travel pet bull apart from other similar bulls?
Well, one thing I just wanted to mention is that our goal of the company is also to put the customer and customer service at the center of everything we do. So when purchasing from us, you know, we really pride ourselves on customer service, and we make sure that not only we provide great products, but also that level of customer service. What really sets ourselves as far as the product goes apart from others is the great quality of the bowls we use. We use the highest grade food safe silicon. It does cost a little bit more, but we notice the customers really do notice the quality difference. And we get some great feedback on how sturdy they are as well. And that really, really shows in the feedback. There's also less chance of rips and tears with our bowls since the silicon is put through a hardening process, and it's also thicker than other bowls we have tried. So we did test a lot of bowls when we were looking for the right product, and we found that this was, you know, just as far as quality and durability was the best ones we could find.
Well, you can even tell by the photos online that they look like they are a little sturdier, I guess I would say, but thicker, I guess. They just look like there's a lot more to them.
Exactly. That's exactly. We use more silicon as well. So, but they still lightweight, and the feedback and reviews we have from customers has just been overwhelmingly positive. They're really, 90% of customers, yeah, their feedback has been they love the bowls, and the other almost 10%, you know, they really do like the bowls. So the feedback has been overwhelming. In fact, there's the top rated bowl that we know of on the market today.
I think those would do really good. I think that product would do really well. We review a lot of Fido-friendly hotels, and we had a weekend recently where they let you use a dog bed and dog bowls, and it was a very nice property, but I was a little embarrassed for them, for the bowls that they did provide for us, you know, for our dogs. They weren't clean. They just, one still had a sticker on it from where they purchased it. And sometimes I don't know that everyone realizes when we're traveling with our pets, we do that for a reason. We just don't want to leave them behind, and we treat them like our fur children, and we want the best for them too. So that might be a good market for you to consider.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Susan. It certainly is, and we're certainly aiming to expand and look at new opportunities for sure, mm-hmm. and we're also looking at more products for those traveling with their dogs, especially. So it's a very exciting area for us, and
we
love to help people, you know, improve their lives with their pets.
Well, I have to admit, I this is one thing that just blew me away. I have to admit, I don't remember seeing a 1-year money back guarantee on many products such as yours. So what do your clients say about that? I mean, do you have anyone that has said, hey, I want my money back?
We have had, we've sold, you know, 30,000 or so. Like, there's been a lot, and you only get feedback from those in cases with any product. You know, there's going to be the odd defect, but we've really done a lot of work to limit the defects, and we test them. We've got three tests. We do independent inspections. We've done a lot of work to reduce the chance of the bowls ripping and tearing, and if there is a problem, you know, we will replace or give the money back gladly. It doesn't happen very often, and very, very rare for our bowls compared to the others. Wow. And it may we don't know how these bowls have been treated, but we know that we've had a lot of feedback from customers saying that, you know, I've got a bowl that's been playing tug of our dog's been playing tug of war and the bowl held up. And we're pretty impressed by that. They're like, they can't believe it held up after all the treatment they've been given. But we don't recommend to our customers that the dog tries to chew them up, because we have had a few bowls that haven't survived where the dog's decided to eat him. but if for reasonable wear and tear, we're more than happy to replace them under their one year.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say, customers also, you know, their response to that is they feel like they're purchasing completely risk-free. So there's no risks to purchasing. Mm-hmm. And that's the comments that I've had as well. They're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not too concerned if there's going to be a problem down the track. You know, it's I'll get my money back. So it's not a drama.
It seems like you're on the right track. So where can we purchase your products?
So our products right now, they're available through Amazon. We've got them in across the world, so in Amazon Europe as well. But for your for phyto-friendly, Amazon USA, so they can be purchased through our website, bonzapet.com, or you can search for Bonza or Silly Pet on the Amazon, just through Amazon. So Silly Pet is our previous brand. We are in the process of rebranding to Bonza, and we still have some Silly Pet stock available, and from there we will be moving to Bonza. So all new products at the moment are Bonza. And
well, I bet you have a lot of things that you're probably, the wheels are turning. I have a feeling on what else that you're going to bring to market. But I understand you have a special offer for our listeners today.
Yes, we do. So just as an offer for our listeners, we'd like to offer 20% of any purchase of Bonza or Silly Pet products. This offer is available for 1 week only, and there is strictly limited stock. As I say, we are turn over stock quite quickly with this product. And you can use the code FIDODEAL at checkout. So that's FIDODEAL. And just put that in at checkout when you're online. And, you'll get 20% off the purchase. So,
well, that is more than generous. I hope people take advantage of there, and they have nothing to lose since they have their 1 year guarantee.
That's right. There's no problem at all. As far as we really do want the customer to be satisfied, and if the customer's not satisfied, then we're not satisfied with, and we'll do our best to make sure that, you know, we respond quickly to any concerns, and we're more than happy to answer any questions that our customers may have.
Well, that's the way to run a business. So for anybody that has been looking for a travel bowl or the stationary bowls, which I am seriously looking at, be sure to go to bonzapet.com and put your code in for the discount. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're welcome, Susan. Thank you. Thank you, and have a nice day.
You do the same. For more information, please log on to bonzapet.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, go online to fidofriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on.
Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.